BBC News with Nick Kelly. The United States President-elect Barack Obama has named Stephen Chu, the winner of the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1977, as Environment Secretary when the new administration takes over on January the 20th. Mr. Chu told a news conference that the environmental challenges facing the world should not be underestimated, but they were not insurmountable.
What the world does in the coming decade will have enormous consequences that will last for centuries. It's imperative that we begin without further delay. President-elect Obama has set the tone and pace for moving our country forward with optimism and calm determination. I hope to emulate his example. With these virtues, the United States and the world can and will prevail over our economic, energy, and climate change challenges.
The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he deplores the fact that the government of Zimbabwe does not welcome mediation efforts by the UN in its dispute with the opposition. Mr. Ban spoke during a briefing of the Security Council. Laura Trevelyan reports from the UN.
Not only is Zimbabwe deadlocked politically and in the grip of hyperinflation, now a deadly outbreak of cholera is adding to the country's woes. Britain requested this meeting. Behind closed doors, the UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon spoke of the deteriorating situation and the disintegration of the state, with the UN called upon to pay Zimbabwean civil servants. Yet the world body's ability to help resolve the crisis was limited, said Mr. Ban. Neither Zimbabwe's government nor Thabo Mbeki, the former South African president who's trying to mediate between Robert Mugabe and the opposition, wanted a political role for the UN.
The list of investors hit by America's latest financial scandal, an alleged $50 billion fraud by the U.S. trader Bernard Madoff, is growing. Potential losses are reported by several high-profile U.S. investors and institutions. Spanish, British and Japanese banks say they could have considerable sums at stake. Prosecutors say Mr. Madoff was, in essence, running a pyramid scheme. Our business correspondent Nils Blythe reports.
Bernard Madoff told the FBI last week that his whole fund management business was a lie, based on taking money from new investors to pay off old ones. He estimated the loss at $50 billion. Many people fear that other investment frauds may emerge as falling markets and fragile confidence expose underlying deceit. The old adage is that it's only when the tide goes out that you see who's been swimming naked, and the economic tide is running out fast.
Thousands of demonstrators in Iraq have demanded the release of the Iraqi journalist Muntazir al-Zaidi, who threw both his shoes at President Bush during a news conference on Sunday. In Sadr City, protesters described him as a hero. World News from the BBC. The United States Supreme Court has ruled that tobacco companies can be sued for the way they promote cigarettes, described as light or low tar. The court said smokers could use consumer protection laws on deceptive advertising against the manufacturers, which promoted light cigarettes as less harmful than full-strength cigarettes. The case was brought by three long-time smokers against the Altria Group and its subsidiary, Philip Morris. They argued that the tobacco manufacturers had known for a long time that those who smoked light cigarettes tend to compensate for the lower levels of nicotine by inhaling more deeply and frequently. The government of Niger says that a United Nations envoy, Robert Fowler, has gone missing in the southwest of the country. A government minister said that Mr. Fowler had disappeared 40 kilometres from the capital, Niamey. Earlier, a UN spokesperson in New York said three people working for the UN Development Programme in Niger were unaccounted for. Ecuador says it has formally defaulted on a foreign debt payment 3 days after it warned it intended to do so. President Rafael Correa has described international lenders as monsters and says the debt payments are immoral. Daniel Schwander reports.
The government in Ecuador had warned for some time that it wouldn't pay nearly 40% of its $10 billion foreign debt. But now it's official. The deadline for interest to be paid on global bonds has passed, with the finance minister El Cevideri stating, "We now declare ourselves in technical default." A special report commissioned by the Ecuadorian government earlier this year criticized the way the country's debt was restructured 8 years ago.
And in one of the biggest ever celebrity divorce settlements, the American pop star Madonna has agreed to give her former husband, the British film director Guy Ritchie, $60 to $70 million. A spokesperson for the singer said the figure included the value of the couple's country house in Western England.